Okay, so this is tippy top of the Amazon ad process, because if stuck with the lessons and you're trying to do the math and you're going, okay, Todd, like you run an agency for this and you're like combing pages every day and you're clicking Pokeballs all the time, like, yeah, that seems great. You know, the Pokeball part seems fun, but don't you just sink all your time into this? And the truth is, I don't, because I use this tool called Publisher Rocket. I wanted to share it with you in case you're at that master level and you want to generate keywords without having to sink a whole ton of time in it. And you also want to vet the categories without having to do the workaround that we've talked about in some other lessons. So I'm going to briefly touch on this tool and the four big things that it does. All pieces we've covered in the course, except it cuts out most of the time. So the first thing I'll look at is this keyword search. And how we did this was we went and did the Amazon ABC. And we thought books for A, books for B. And we tried to find something and guess at the search volume. Well, now with Publisher Rocket, all I'm going to do is type creativity books and skip some of the work here. I'm going to leave it on books just for example's sake. And after it churns around here a couple of times, what it's going to show me is both my keyword and everything else that's related to this. And I'm going to get some data around this. So let's take a look at what's going on. Creativity books, got a lot of competitors. Average monthly earnings. That means four books who use this keyword, or for books who show up for this keyword, they're average earning this amount of money. Shows us the Google searches per month, which we're not worried about, and it shows us how many people roughly are searching for creativity books in Amazon. So now, if I maybe wanted to write a creativity book, I would have some more data about this, and I'd say, oh, okay, that's interesting. There's some action here in Amazon about this. Competitive score is from 1 to 100. 1 is the easiest, 100 is the hardest. And this is pretty gettable for me because I've been around a while. But if it's your first book, maybe it would be tough. I'm trying to decide if I should explain that competitive score. Basically, 1 is the easiest to rank for with this book, 100 is the hardest. While I'm planning a book, like this is why this is important. Because I might want to look at some of these other targets, and I'm like, hey, now, wait a minute. I'm writing a book. Creativity book for kids has a lot more searches and is a lot less competitive. Allegedly, there are fewer monthly earnings, but if I get 400 more eyeballs per month, and I know my numbers, and I'm going, hey, that's an extra, you know, I'm selling 1 in 10, that's an extra 400 sales just, or 40 sales just doing nothing. I can handle that. So that's kind of where you'd start on the keyword search. The competition analyzer just shows you who else is ranking for this search term. So again, shows me monthly sales over here. Oh, I've got Ed Catmull's book, Creativity Inc. Might be hard to unseat some of these books that have been here for a while. So maybe I'll stick to what I thought. Maybe I'll write a creativity book for kids instead of just creativity. Now, category search is where it really starts saving us some time. Tim, you remember we looked at self-help and we were going around doing some calculations, trying to figure out where our book best fit, and more importantly, how easily we could reach the top of that list. Well, now we can just go. Let's look at happiness. Ooh, okay. Books. This is the Amazon bestseller ranking of number 1 in this category and number 10. What we're looking at is these categories over here because I'm trying to find a category to place my book in so that I can rank well. And I'm going, golly, if I'm in happiness, it takes me 87 sales just to get to number 10, 800 sales to get to number 1. I don't know about that. So I look somewhere else. So I'm going, let's see, self-help, self-esteem. And what I do is for each client and for myself, whenever I'm writing a new book, I just sort these out. and I'm going, oh wait, hey look, some of these categories I only have to sell one book to get to the top of. Look at this. Kindle short reads, 15 minutes, 1 to 11 pages. Can I sell 4 books in a day? Yes, I can. Can I sell 11 books in a day? Yes, I can. And this is where we kind of hack the process and go backwards instead of going, okay, we're in Amazon, we would leak down through the trees, the category trees, to find out, more and more niche categories. With this tool, you can just search it. Very, very useful little function here, considering Amazon has 16,000 categories and I hate searching through them. And finally, Tim, you're gonna like this. We were looking from page to page. We were using the Pokeball to get our Amazon keywords so that we could run them in advertisements. Well, no more of that because I can find hundreds of keywords with a push of a button. I'll make the rocket noise again. Go get 'em, rocket. It's loading up here. Look at this. Happiness, happiness advantage. All of these keywords that I'm just going to copy and paste into my sheet, and I'm going to have hundreds in minutes. You're looking at Amazon A to Z suggestions. That's what we did. Like, we just went in here and, happiness A, happiness B. You're seeing that these go in alphabetical order. Happiness G, happiness H, happiness I, happiness J. So it's doing all this work for us. And how long did that take? 3 seconds. I'll export that. I'll add it to my sheet. And then I'll be able to run keywords with no extra time. So, Tim, I don't know if you have any thoughts on this. It's a time saver for those who want to get into it. It is a paid tool, but not an affiliate of this course. You can get it at publisherrocket.com. And save some time if you're the person who wants to take it to that level. Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, I think what I would be doing here, Todd, is I probably wouldn't use it on my first book just because I'm trying to save money. I'm trying to get an ROI, but potentially on the second and third, I might. But the big question is, what's the cost, Todd? Does it say on their website?
$97.
A year or a month?
$97 for a lifetime subscription. So unlike other, subscription models, who charge you month after month? You download this once, updates forever, and it works. It just works for you. So, of all the tools that you could buy, yeah, this one is pretty good value for what it does as far as market research.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that cheap, so maybe I'll retract my statement of second book. But it's one that, you'd probably want to play around with the manual method first just to get a feel for it. And then, I mean, this is dead easy to use. I thought it was going to be complicated. It's really, there's nothing
Nope.
to it. So
Click 3
$100,
buttons.
if you're going to write more than one book, probably worth the investment, I would think.
Yeah, to me it was a no-brainer once I got some royalties rolling in, saving me hours of time to turn into an agency. So that was a surprise, but the time savings are nice either way, and if you're going to start writing books regularly, this is definitely a tool to keep in mind. So with that, Tim and I will see you in the next lesson.